The U.S. Virgin Islands, three tiny islands in the middle of the Caribbean, St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix, are home to just over 100,000 Americans. And life for those Americans is not easy these days. Within 2 weeks' time, they were hit by both Hurricane Irma and Hurricane Maria. They're now deep into recovery mode. For the latest on what they're experiencing, we have Jeff Neville. He's a pastor on St. Thomas. His church is aiding in recovery efforts. Hi there.
Hi, Elsa. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. We've heard the damage is so bad on the islands that the hospitals on St. Thomas and St. Croix will likely need to be torn down and rebuilt. Can you tell us about what you've been seeing when you've been out and about? What's the extent of the damage?
The damage is catastrophic. There's no doubt about that. As you drive around, you know, it looks like a war zone everywhere. There's hardly a tree left or a leaf left. Standing, but even some of the smaller ones already are budding, you know, so there's signs of new life, some flowers budding in some certain places, and that's hopeful.
I like that image. But we understand that much of the supplies that the island relies on come through ports in Puerto Rico and St. Croix, both of which have sustained extensive damage. Are you seeing shortages right now of necessary supplies?
Yes, we're having a hard time getting our hands on the supplies that we did after Irma. And, you know, the people in Puerto Rico were shipping things over in private citizens, private boats, nonprofits, people from the states coordinating all this. And, of course, that all got cut off as soon as Maria hit. But, you know, I have to say today, another boat came from Puerto Rico. They lost this one island excursion company that was doing it, lost a lot of their boats, but they had one. They put it on a private boat today. And even today, I received supplies from Puerto Rico that we'll distribute tomorrow. And I said to the people on the boat, I was like, thank you, but you really should keep it over in Puerto Rico. I know you guys need it too. But they wanted to make sure that the donations got to where they needed to go. So that was pretty cool, actually. And
yeah.
I thank the people of Puerto Rico for that. But, it, you know, they told stories too. I mean, it's horrific. And there's a lot of people in need.
The islands are so heavily dependent on tourism, and we saw the owner of a restaurant in St. John quoted saying the economy has evaporated pretty much overnight. Do you feel that that's happened?
Yes. I mean, you know, we rely heavily on tourism, and there isn't any right now, and most of the people, a lot of the people that work in the tourism industry live paycheck to paycheck, work minimum wage, and they're just not getting paid. And they're not working, so it's going to be a long haul for them.
Now, Kenneth Mapp, the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands, has called on Washington to remember what he calls the forgotten Americans in the territories. President Trump is going to be visiting the islands next week. What do you want the president to see?
You know, I would love for him to be encouraged by the way people here are struggling together and working together to try to make it, but there is a sense that the territories don't exist in as part of the United States of America. I mean, we're American citizens, even though we can't vote. We do care about what's going on in the United States. And a lot of us are, you know, from the mainland and, you know, have made our home here. But
do you feel that you've been forgotten?
I think a lot of people feel that way, yes. And, you know, when I talk to people back in the States who are watching the news, they say they don't mention the Virgin Islands at all. You know, we're here, and there's a lot of good people here. And, you know, I hope that he can bring a positive message and a message of hope for the people here that there is help on the way, because I know we're going to need it in order to restart the economy here and make this America's paradise, which is what it is.
That was Pastor Jeff Neville, whose church is aiding in recovery efforts on St. Thomas. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.